The election season is heating up. Some of the candidates for the Springfield City Council are presenting their elevator pitch, and we'll hear from one in a moment. Bob the Bike Man Charlin has never been happier on a global basis, and he'll be here to tell you just why. The vaccination van is coming, and you can enter a costume contest in East Longmeadow.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, the weekend is here, and we're ready for it. And the weekend weather looks good. I'll get to that in just a moment. And then to our special guests. It is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Sunshine and clouds mix today. A chance of an afternoon shower in the Berkshires. Chance of breezy conditions as well. High 66 to 70 degrees. The winds are west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for tonight, variably cloudy, a low of 38 to 44 degrees. Let's look ahead to Saturday. It's sunny and cloudy, and it'll be between 56 and 60 degrees. So we're headed, as we move through the weekend, to more seasonable temperatures that we would associate with the autumn time of year. Well, this evening at 6:30 p.m. at the Ludlow Country Club, which is located for you at Tony Lima Drive in Ludlow, Mass., Mayor Sarno and Aide LeVar Click Bruce will join with Holy Trinity Church of God in Christ for a special celebration to honor and acknowledge Elder J.P. Morgan Jr. as he marks his 20th year of pastoral ministry service. Mayor Sarno will present Pastor Morgan Jr. with a special proclamation. Juan Caraballo is a Springfield resident who is running this election for Springfield City Councilor at large. And Juan presents a solid background of military and public service. What Juan would offer to the voters of Springfield, well, you can hear right now from the man himself. Juan?
My name is Juan Caraballo, candidate for Springfield City Council at large. I was born and raised in Springfield, Massachusetts, growing up in the Old Hill neighborhood, then moving to Forest Park and finally purchasing a home in East Forest Park. I went to Central High School. I'm a graduate of 2002 class. Immediately after high school, I went to the Marine Corps, where I served 4 years, going to Iraq in 2005 and returning to Springfield in 2007. I worked as an expense accountant at Mass Mutual Financial Group for 7 years and joined the Police Academy in 2014 due to an unfortunate injury to my knee. I had to leave the academy, and I've been doing disaster relief work around the world with Team Rubicon ever since. I've served minority and elderly populations for years, and I've been giving back at certain soup kitchens around the area. And I just wanted a higher platform to give back to the city of Springfield, which is why I'm running for Springfield City Council. Thank you very much, and I hope to get your vote on November 2nd. Thank you.
That's Juan Caraballo for Springfield City Councilor at large. And Bob the Bike Man goes global.
When I set out to produce this program, I always look forward to these moments when I can talk with Bob Charland, who is one of the most life-affirming people I know, and you may be more familiar with him as Bob the Bike Man, or Bob the Bike Man Charlotte. Bob, how are you feeling today?
I am beyond excited today, Brad. Today is an absolutely amazing day for not only myself, my organization, my volunteers. It's a great day.
Well, you got to share with us what's going on and why. What happened?
So roughly about 2 months ago, an organization in the Dominican Republic reached out to us, another nonprofit organization, and asked if we could send bikes to their country for kids. And, you know, obviously I looked into it to make sure it was a legitimate thing. It is. This organization represents villages that live on the side of trash dumps. And what happens is when the trash trucks come in, these families that live in that area actually sift through the trash for food and things to live on. They live in the very most impoverished area of the Dominican Republic. So when we looked into it, we were like, yeah, we'll definitely do it. There's a local man in Western Mass that secured boxes for us, these big pallet boxes. And then myself and one of my volunteers, Josh, and a few other people got on board, and we built bikes to send overseas.
Well, how did you convey them overseas? What was the plan there?
Well, so once we got these pallet boxes in, we had to figure out first how we were going to get the bikes into these things, because bikes are such an odd shape. Yeah. And we secured transportation through a company that works between the United States and Dominican Republic. And what they do is they do shipping. A huge U-Haul style truck showed up, picked up these pallets, and that truck went right on the ship that went over to the Dominican Republic.
Fantastic. My gosh. Well, here you are, Bob. We can't get goods into the grocery stores here in America anymore, but you've got bikes over to the Dominican Republic. Amazing.
And it is amazing. It is totally amazing for us because first thing this morning when I got up, they sent me pictures of the truck being unloaded at this village in the Dominican Republic. And I asked, I said, please, I love the pictures, but let me know when they get in the hands of the kids. And about 10 minutes ago, before I got on the air with you, they started sending me videos of them opening the boxes. And what we had to do to secure the shipment was we had to turn all the handlebars sideways, we had to take the pedals off, and we zip-stripped the pedals to each bike. And we were able to basically do like a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle, to get these bikes into the boxes so we could get as much bang for our buck, as many as we could in each box. So we were able to get 20 per box. So they got there, and now we are going to be sending a 40-foot shipping container over to the Dominican Republic with wheelchairs, medical supplies, more bikes, and clothes. That's going to be happening in a couple of weeks.
That's blowing my mind. I was going to ask you, where does this little project go from there?
The nonprofit organization over there had, they sent the president of their organization, flew out here from DR. He came out, he saw our facility, and we have wheelchairs, we have clothing. I mean, we're not just doing bikes, we're doing a little bit of everything that helps people. But we have roughly 30 wheelchairs in our facility, and we have more that are out at the COVID testing sites now for the seniors to use. But we agreed to send them all of the wheelchairs because they don't have access to that stuff and the medical supplies. But what's even better and even beyond just shipping to Dominican Republic, once other people had found out about our endeavor sending stuff to that country, we were contacted by a woman that works with the Haitian government. So 2 weeks ago, we sent out a full pallet of medical supplies to senior centers in Haiti. So we are just, the excitement right now is beyond belief for myself, Josh, and the other guys that we have working with us. Just thinking that, you know, what started out of a little one-car garage 4 years ago has now expanded to international endeavors to help people all over the world.
But not only that, but in third world places where, well, you've got kids who probably never even seen a bicycle who are just probably feeling a sense of joy they've never even been able to interpret before. But beyond that, this is becoming a larger humanitarian effort when you're talking about medical devices and supplies to these utterly impoverished third world nations. This is just, well, you're right to be busting right now, Bob. You certainly deserve it.
Oh, as soon as I got the message this morning, I was on the phone with our other volunteers right away saying, guys, we did it. It made it. We were so nervous when we had shipped these pallets to Dominican Republic that it might not get there. We've always heard the horror stories about things being stolen, things being lost, customs seizing it, but they made it, and we are so elated right now that we were able to do this and that we're going to go even further and send more stuff there in huge shipping containers now.
Well, you have surpassed being Bob the Bike Man. I would have to come up with a new branding for you because this is just phenomenal. And I hope, like I've never hoped before, that this program reaches people it hasn't reached before so that they can all know what's happening and what's emanating from Western Mass and impacting people on a global basis right now, Bob.
You know, Brad, I'm beyond belief right now that I've outlived my life expectancy already and that I'm still going, and every day I can get up and I have, a couple of core people in my organization that I can still rely on a daily basis to keep making the difference that we make.
I've come to a firm decision, Bob, that your illness is baloney and you're going to continue to outlive your life expectancy. It's a bunch of baloney.
You know, and that's fine. If it is, I'm good with that. I currently have 5 upcoming surgeries, and we're really hoping that it's going to extend things for me so we can keep all these projects going that we do down here.
Good. It will. If anybody I know can benefit by and be the recipient of goodwill, it's you, Bob. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm busting with you right now. I'm feeling what you're bringing to us viscerally. And I can't thank you enough for reaching out constantly to Pioneer Valley Radio. So please continue this. Let me know what's going on and keep us abreast of your medical progress on your own, in your own personal area. Okay.
I will, Brad. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. And God bless. Here comes the vaccination van. Yeah, the Springfield Museums will host the Bay State Health Pop-Up Vaccination Clinic, which will be October 25th from 9 a.m. to noon in the parking lot at 21 Edwards Street. Now, this clinic is free and is open to the public. And the team will offer Pfizer with dose 2 3 weeks later, and single-dose Johnson & Johnson shots. And all vaccinations will be held out of doors, under a tent, or if severe weather is in the offing, in the Science Museum. Now, there is no need to schedule an appointment. You can arrive any time between the hours indicated. Halloween around the corner, and there is still time to enter the East Longmeadow Recreation Department's second annual Halloween Digital Costume Contest. Photo submissions are due by this Friday, October 22nd, and voting will be open from October 22nd to October 31st. The winner will be awarded on November 1st. Prizes will be awarded to first and second place. If you'd like to enter, you can send a photo of yourself, your pet, or your children dressed up in their Halloween costume. First and second place winners will be awarded a prize, and you can send the photos to jessica.stacy@eastlongmeadowmass.gov. That's jessica.stacy@eastlongmeadowmass.gov. Well, it's been an interesting week of conversation with folks in business, folks in politics, and in the arts as well. And we look forward to having you with us after you get a little R&R, hopefully, this weekend. And you join me here for our next new program, which will be fresh and online Monday morning, straight up at 6 a.m., and all of our shows continue to be available to you at your convenience and on demand. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.